This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, America. Welcome, everybody. I hope you're doing well. This is the Todd Starnes radio program. And, folks, we are in for an action-packed day. We've got investigations on Hunter Biden about to get cranked up. We've got Congressman James Comer. He is going to be the incoming chairman of the House Oversight Committee. His job will be to expose the Biden crime syndicate. He's going to be here. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko is going to be here talking about the border crisis. Congressman Jim Banks and Ralph Norman are going to be here. Also, our good friend Art Alley is going to help you figure out how to pay for the Thanksgiving turkey. Want to share some breaking news with you, and I know we have a lot of new listeners to the program, and we do talk about whatever the big breaking news stories of the day might be, and we do have one coming out of the Boston suburbs. Those of you who live in Massachusetts, you're familiar with the area known as Hingham, which is apparently a pretty affluent area, and they have a huge outdoor-style mall there. Well, just a few moments ago, and we have the video up on ToddStarnes.com, just a few moments ago, someone smashed their car into the Apple store there at this upscale shopping area. The eyewitnesses are telling us that the driver crashed at full speed. And the images that and you'll be able to see these images over at ToddStarnes.com. There is a massive, massive hole in the glass. And if you've been to an Apple store, they're all pretty much the same design. It's a lot of glass. And you cannot see the SUV. It looks like it went airborne and then smashed into the Apple store at full speed. We understand there have been many people hurt. There have been ambulances coming and going, and helicopter life flight was summoned. So we'll keep you updated on this very weird story. We do not know of a motive just yet, but when we find out what the heck is going on, certainly does not look good right now there at the Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts. And by the way, that story over the weekend, and it's a horrible story. I called it a domestic terrorist attack. You've got this guy who walks into the gay bar in Colorado Springs, Colorado, opens fire. We understand 5 people are dead. 25 others were shot or wounded otherwise. We understand from the police that some people were not shot, but they were injured in the melee to get out of the building. And the story is that the suspect was on the FBI's radar. The suspect last year had been arrested or at least accused of kidnapping and wanting to blow up his own mother with some sort of a bomb. It was all over the news in Colorado Springs. So my question is, why was this guy not charged? The district attorney decided not to charge this kid. Why is that? Are we talking about a soft-on-crime district attorney in Colorado Springs? No, we're not talking about that, because the mainstream media and these nasty LGBT activists are using this as an opportunity to attack anyone who opposes same-sex marriage, anyone who opposes medical mutilation of children, and anyone who opposes drag queens in preschools. I've never seen anything like this. Now, when you come to, we're as conservatives as they are, folks, but when you come to our pages and there has been some sort of a national tragedy or somebody has died, I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat, gay or straight, you're going to treat them with a little respect. And that's what we do on this radio show. I know some people get all upset about that, but you know what? I don't care. It's the right thing to do. It kills me. Every time I see one of these, and I'll give you an example. Somebody dies and they're a Democrat. Well, I didn't agree with their policies, but thoughts and prayers. You know what? Why don't you just offer your thoughts and prayers? Why do you have to let everybody know that you disagreed with a person? They're dead. I mean, come on. So this all goes back to Rahm Emanuel. Never let a crisis go to waste. The godfather of the Obama administration. And the idea and really the MO here is that whenever something bad has happened, look for a way to take advantage of that to advance your agenda. And that's exactly what these radical LGBT folks are doing. They're now accusing any of you who oppose same-sex marriage, anybody who has a problem with drag queens, you're responsible for what happened in Colorado Springs. That's what they're saying on social media. And I'm not buying it. I think that is monstrous, that is evil, that is demonic. But I do want to say something about the people inside this gay club. Again, it's a horrible thing. As the gunman opened fire, and my understanding is from the investigative reports I've seen, is that this just happened in just a matter of minutes. I mean, literally minutes. The police, the first 911 call came at 11:56 p.m. The first police showed up at 12:02 a.m. Immediate police response. But it didn't matter because a couple of the guys inside the bar actually charged at the gunman, putting their own lives in danger, and they beat the holy living crap out of this guy. And we don't know what his condition is. You know, it's interesting. They have yet to release the mugshot because the suspect is in the hospital, some 22-year-old nut job. And we don't know what his story is, and we're going to get to all of that. But they're already talking about motive, and this is a hate crime. You know, the Bidens have come out with a condemnation. Biden wants to stage a gun grab. You've got every Democrat lawmaker out there saying, oh, this is homophobia. Well, we don't know that yet. It may be, but we don't know because they haven't released a motive. But may I just be frank here? The only reason I'm glad the shooter is still alive is we'll be able to find out why he did what he did. There will be no speculation. We'll be able to hear it from his own mouth if he has any teeth left. But I wouldn't have minded if the guys in the bar would have just gone ahead and taken care of business right then and there. I mean, when you're opening up fire like that and you're killing people, you get what's coming to you. They could have saved us a few dollars on executing this piece of crap down the road. But again, that's just my opinion. But it's pretty pathetic what's happening right now with the media. I mean, they're going to town on all of this. And let me say something here. Just because you oppose same-sex marriage, just because you don't want your 3-year-old hanging out, cavorting with a drag queen in the public school or the library does not make you a bad, evil person. So don't you buy into all of this nonsense out there. It's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Anyway, we do want to pray for the people who lost their lives and the people that are injured. It's a horrible thing that happened, and you don't want to wish that on anybody. What a despicable thing. All right, we have got so much to get through today here, folks, and it's going to take multiple days to get through just today's content. But again, we are following this breaking news. We'll let you know as soon as we find out what's going on here, if this was an accident. But I don't know. It's sounding like it's something else, because clearly the person hit the gas and plowed right into that thing. By the way, last night in Memphis, Tennessee, our war-torn city that is controlled by Democrats, 22 or 25, they had almost two dozen thugs armed with guns and they stormed the Walmart on Elvis Presley Boulevard, and they stole all these TVs and electronics. If it wasn't bolted down, it got taken. And the police say the guys escaped in 20 different cars. A lot of them were Infinities. I know, no surprise there. So we'll keep you updated. I'm telling you, folks, Black Friday has already started. The shopping has already started, at least in Memphis, Tennessee. By the way, President Trump has been reinstated on Twitter, and it is, look, it's a beautiful thing, and I'll explain why when we come back from the break here. But the president hasn't tweeted yet. Let me explain why. I think there's a reason for this. I suspect that Trump has some sort of a contractual agreement with Truth Social that prevents him from actually tweeting on Twitter. That's that, or any other social media website. I'm just speculating here, but I suspect that's what is really going on. But I have a question for you. Should the president jump back on Twitter? If he can, should the president jump back on Twitter? What was it, CBS News? Oh, they put out a statement a few days ago. Well, we're just horrified by this, and we're just going to have to delete ourselves from Twitter, and we're telling all of our owned and operated stations they too have to drop Twitter. We're leaving Twitter because it's just too dangerous now. I didn't even realize they were on Twitter, but it turns out I guess they got about 8 million followers. So anyway, they left Twitter and then they came back. So now they are back. This is like what they were out 24 hours. So there, I guess their indignation did not last very long. So anyway, what do you think about this? Should Trump be welcome back on Twitter? And by the way, Alex Jones is banished for life. Elon Musk says Alex Jones not coming back. A lot of other conservatives are still waiting to find out if they're going to be reinstated as well. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, again, our website, and we're following this breaking news out of Boston, where an SUV, a driver slammed into an Apple store. A lot of people got hurt. We'll be right back, folks. There's no question, folks, America is hurting. Crime and inflation are out of control. It can be so discouraging, but there is hope. If you're a senior, you remember better than anyone how strong America can be when we work together. And that's why I urge you to join forces with AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC exists to enrich the lives of seniors and uphold freedom for all Americans by fighting for conservative causes. Membership comes with discounts on hotels, restaurants, cell phone service, and much more. And my friends at AMAC offer advisory services on things like Medicare, financial planning, and Social Security. Becoming a member of AMAC is easy, and it only costs $16 a year. Go to amac.us/darns to sign up today. I'm a proud member of AMAC, and you should be too. Go to amac.us/darns now. Join millions of other AMAC members receiving unparalleled benefits while we work together to get America back on track. Join AMAC today at amac.us/darns. That's amac.us/darns. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Todd Starnes. Yeah, it's not looking good here in Boston. Police have set up those white tents in front of what's left of the Apple store. We understand the reporting from the Daily Mail is that at least one person is dead. At least 10 others were taken out, or at least the hospitals are being told to expect at least 10 patients there. And we understand that the force was so powerful. This driver plowing an SUV through the front window of the Apple store there right outside of Boston. And actually, it was the back wall that stopped the SUV. So, I mean, this thing went all the way through the Apple store. And now there are concerns that the building may not be stable, so that the building may collapse. It's a mess. So anyway, we'll keep you updated on that story. We have information, video, photos from the scene over at toddstearns.com. All right, look, President Trump was asked about going back on Twitter. Here's what he had to say. Cut number one.
Truth Social is through the roof. It's doing phenomenally well. Truth Social has been very, very powerful, very, very strong. And I'll be staying there. But I hear we're getting a big vote to also go back on Twitter. I don't see it because I don't see any reason for it.
All right, there you go. And again, I suspect there may be more to that. It could very well be that there's some sort of a legal reason he can't hop on. But we'll see what happens. But here's one of the beautiful things that did happen. When President Trump's Twitter feed was reinstated, guess what happened? We the people actually got to see President Trump's tweets. And what exactly was President Trump tweeting? Well, if you remember, on January the 6th, he was banned. He was banished from Twitter. So the last tweet that he provided was, quite frankly, very revealing. Because President Trump was tweeting for his supporters to honor and to respect the police officers up on Capitol Hill. This was January the 6th. I'm going to read this to you. I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. The president also tweeted on that day, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Cut number two.
I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
So, again, just to show you how sleazy Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Kinzinger are. Oh, by the way, Kinzinger nearly came to tears on CNN just the other day because when word came out that Trump got reinstated, he nearly broke down on national TV. What kind of a man does that? I ask you, what kind of a man does that? Anyway, so here you heard Donald Trump in his own words. None of this information was read into the record of the J6 committee. None of it. Why? Someone needs to explain to us, why is it that Donald Trump's tweets and Donald Trump's message, Donald Trump's speech from the Washington Mall, where he called for peace multiple times, why all of that was left out of the official record? And the answer is very simple, because it doesn't fit their narrative. You see, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and Nancy Pelosi, those blowholes are not looking for the truth. They don't want it. They don't want the truth because they can't handle the truth. Yes, I said it. They can handle the truth. They simply can't, because the truth is that Trump had nothing to do with what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. But you know who did? You know who did? The FBI and the Justice Department. They not only knew about it, they could have stopped it, but they did not. They stood down. As a matter of fact, they even told the Capitol Police to stand down. So it seems to me, and maybe, just maybe, we're going to be able to get to the bottom of all of this now that the Republicans are in charge of the House of Representatives. But the question needs to be asked, Why is it the FBI allowed the attack on the Capitol to happen? Second question, why did the FBI plan the attack on the Capitol? This ought to be some pretty entertaining hearings coming up. That's all I'm saying about that for right now. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. You guys have helped build MyPillow into an incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. Right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98, and believe me when I say you will get a great night's sleep in these. Their six-piece towel set made with USA cotton comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailed at $89.98, now just $39.98 with my promo code. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, I want to bring you up to speed on an issue that we've been following for the past several days. It's legislation called the Respect for Marriage Act. But what it really is the Disrespect for Marriage Act. The Senate has passed this act in a procedural vote. A final vote is expected after Thanksgiving. Now, I'm just going to explain to you in real terms, as simply as I can, what this legislation is going to do. And this is why you need to be calling your elected representatives, not just in the Senate, but also in the House, because this will go back to the House of Representatives. They will have to pass the amendments. So here's the lowdown on the Disrespect for Marriage Act. If this thing is passed, there is written into the footnotes some wording that is very troubling for people who are Christians. And if you are a Christian and you go to a traditional Christian church, or if you go to it doesn't matter if it's a Protestant church or a Catholic church, your church follows the teachings of the Bible on marriage. You may not agree with it, but you know what? You didn't write the Bible. So there. So anyway, this little provision that's tucked away in the Disrespect for Marriage Act would allow the government to step in and punish anyone who does not affirm same-sex marriage. Let me explain how this will work in real-world scenarios. Let's say you have a preacher. One day, your church gets a telephone call. And it's a same-sex couple, and they want your preacher to marry the couple. And the pastor says, no, I can't do that. That goes against my religious beliefs. At that point, this law would be triggered, and the Internal Revenue Service could swoop in and could revoke the tax-exempt status of your church if your pastor refuses to marry a same-sex couple. Let's just say, for example, that the same-sex couple wants to rent out your church fellowship hall, and you already allow biblical marriage to take place in those fellowship halls, but now a same-sex couple wants to, and you say, no, we can't do that because it goes against our religious beliefs. Well, guess what? Your tax-exempt status would be jeopardized. Now, what's really, and I know that seems far-fetched, but all you need to do is look at a baker in Colorado by the name of Jack Phillips. This guy is a Christian. He's a small business owner. He refused to make a cake for a same-sex wedding based on his religious beliefs. And what happened? Well, he got sued, and they took him all the way to the Supreme Court. The guy wins at the Supreme Court. He's back home in Colorado all of 10 minutes, and then another LGBT person shows up demanding to have a cake made. He refuses, and they file another lawsuit. And now he's facing even another lawsuit. So I'm telling you, these are very nasty people we're talking about. They're going to come after you because they're already doing it. So anyway, that's what this disrespect for marriage law is going to do. It's going to put a bullseye on every single one of you preachers out there, every single one of you Christian business owners. And you need to be calling your elected leaders, and you tell them that I said to call. And then you give us a holler back here and let us know what they said. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we're going to play a pretty lengthy chunk of audio, and you need to hear this. CBS News has unleashed Catherine Herridge. Catherine and I were colleagues back during our Fox News days, and she is rock solid. She is a fine investigative journalist, and she has a lot of great sources. CBS News has now joined the fray on this Hunter Biden laptop story, and I want you to hear the report from CBS News. Cut 9.
And as Republicans take control of the House, Hunter Biden, the president's son, will be a target for investigations. And that means data from a laptop reported to belong to Biden could be crucial to the investigatory process. CBS News has obtained its data not through a third party or political operative, but directly from the source who told us they provided it to the FBI under subpoena. And we commissioned an independent forensic review to determine its authenticity. Senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge joins us now with what we found. Catherine, I'm very interested. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. These House Republican investigations are coming, and that could be a challenge for the White House as we head into 2023 and 2024. The laptop data we had analyzed showed no evidence it was faked or tampered with.
Digital forensic investigator Mark Lanterman was previously a member of a Secret Service electronic crimes task force.
There was one thing that got my attention, and that was a voicemail.
His dad called and told me, "I love you, more than the whole world, pal. Got to get some help."
That voicemail, apparently from Joe Biden during his son Hunter's drug addiction, is one of many findings Lanterman used to authenticate what is believed to be Hunter Biden's laptop data.
You're confident, based on your analysis, this is Hunter Biden's data and that it's real?
Yes.
This Delaware computer shop is where the laptop's backstory begins. Their records indicate in April 2019, Hunter Biden took his laptop in for repair, but never paid. After 90 days, the store considered it abandoned. Then in December 2019, the FBI subpoenaed the store's owner to turn over the computer and a portable drive of its data.
Whatever happened to Hunter?
During the 2020 election, versions were widely shared by Republican operatives, including Rudy Giuliani.
We have the entire hard drive.
But questions were raised about whether additional files were added to those versions. Then-candidate Biden labeled the laptop controversy disinformation.
What this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant.
CBS News approached the lawyer for the computer repair shop owner to cut through the noise.
We've always had one clean copy.
And obtained a copy of what he says they provided the FBI under subpoena. Then we went to Minneapolis for an independent analysis.
Were you paid by CBS or anyone else to analyze the data?
No.
No.
I wouldn't want anyone to think that someone bought our opinion.
Around the corner, it'll lead you to what we call our imaging room.
Lanterman and his son, Sean, both digital forensic experts, recovered images of credit cards, a driver's license, social security number.
Just the sheer volume of what we're dealing with, it would be difficult, if not impossible, to fabricate.
And explained how files built up over years.
It accumulated over time, which is consistent with normal, everyday use of a computer.
There's some reporting about folders being added.
We have read these articles. We don't see that. So I believe that that's because we have a more pristine copy.
The laptop and its contents have fueled Republican interest in Hunter Biden's business ventures.
Hunter Biden was working with Chinese nationals.
They say this May 2017 email outlining a proposed business deal with a Chinese energy firm is one reason why they have questions about whether President Biden benefited.
We're prepared to subpoena Hunter Biden. We would certainly hope that he would want to come before the committee and clear his name.
Two of Hunter Biden's former business partners, including Tony Bobulinski, who received the email, told CBS News the 10 held by H for the big guy is shorthand for 10% held by Hunter for his father. After the email became public in 2020, the author of the email told the Wall Street Journal Joe Biden was not involved. The author has not responded to CBS News' questions. Mr. Biden has consistently denied knowledge of his son's work or financially benefiting from it.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas.
Last month, Senator Chuck Grassley wrote this letter alleging bank records and financial data showed that Hunter Biden and the president's brother profited from a $5 million wire from a company connected to CEFC, the Chinese energy firm.
They're going to look at every part of the Joe Biden administration.
Doug High is a Republican strategist.
A lot of this is also going to be aggressive on Hunter specifically. We're going to hear a lot about the laptop. Who profited? Was the law broken? Was it not broken?
After 2 years of scrutiny, the laptop has not produced evidence President Biden directly benefited from his son's business deals.
If there's dirt there, that will dirty him up. If not, those attacks can backfire.
The White House declined to comment. Hunter's lawyer did not address our specific questions about the data or the CBS forensic review, but said there have been multiple attempts to hack, infect, distort, and peddle misinformation regarding Mr. Biden's devices and data. And at no time did any individual, including the IT repair shop owner, Mr. McIsaac, have Mr. Biden's consent to access his computer data or share it with others. The lawyer also referred us to Hunter Biden's memoir, where the president's son slammed the despicable opposition that purported to have a laptop belonging to him.
All right. There you go, folks. That news report right there is huge. I don't think Facebook, certainly not Twitter now, is going to do what they tried to do to the New York Post, which is to deep six the story. There's more to it than that. So the question now, ladies and gentlemen, should the Republican House of Representatives investigate Hunter Biden and the Biden crime syndicate? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Congressman James Comer. He will be heading up that investigation. 844-747-8868. That's our number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back with the congressman.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, I want to go right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us from the 1st Congressional District in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, Congressman James Comer. Congressman, first, congratulations on re-election. And it looks like you're going to have a very, very busy next couple of years.
It's going to be very busy. Thank you for the congratulations. And we're ready to get started on day one in January.
It was interesting to hear Catherine Herridge, my former Fox colleague. She's now at CBS News. CBS News looks like they are going full throttle on this story involving Hunter Biden and the laptop. Congressman, how important is it for us to get to the bottom of all of this?
It's very important, and I think you saw CBS give a hint of that today. And what I've enjoyed seeing from the mainstream media is, since the press conference on Thursday, other than the conservative media outlets and now CBS, the mainstream media has dismissed our investigation. They said that this is retaliation. They said this is not what the voters want. They're worried about how Republicans are going to be received, focusing on investigating potential corruption. And then the key from the White House, they started saying, well, that laptop, in the beginning they said the laptop was Russian disinformation. Then they say, well, the laptop's been tampered with. There were files that were put on there. Well, now CBS came out today and said, no, this is in fact 100% authentic. And I think that if that didn't give the mainstream media and this White House pause to reflect on how they've been spinning our investigation, then it should, because CBS is going all in on this. Now that they see the crimes and the severity of the influence peddling, and remember, in that tweet that Catherine Herridge put out, and the one that the clip from CBS News, she had a one line in there. She said, and there is evidence that Joe Biden benefited directly from Hunter Biden. Now, remember that. That is the key to the investigation, and that's why we're investigating this.
So this ultimately could be worse for the president than his own son.
It could be. You know, we don't have to prove Hunter Biden's a crook, and the media is trying to say, oh, this is the Republicans picking on poor Hunter. He had a drug problem. You know, in the beginning, they said it was not his laptop. Now they know. You know, now they say it was tampered. Now they know 100% of what we have is legitimate. CBS just confirmed that an hour ago. Now they're going to say, well, you know, the president didn't benefit directly from it. Well, that's not what CBS just reported, and I know exactly what they're looking at. And I said this in the press conference. Obviously, we can't show some of the texts and emails because we have whistleblowers that confirmed that they received emails and texts from Hunter Biden saying that, you know, I'm having to keep my dad up. You know, this is very expensive. When asked, why do we need more money? Well, it's very expensive keeping my father up. So, you know, there's precedents in the emails. There's evidence that would lead one to believe, if Hunter Biden's telling the truth, that he spent a lot of money paying for his dad's everyday living expenses. That's a problem, because Hunter Biden's only source of income was from influence peddling.
If, in fact, all of these charges prove to be true against the president, I mean, what sort of liability is he facing?
The president, I mean, I wouldn't want to be Joe Biden now. Remember, he lied to the American people, said he had no knowledge of his son's business dealings. Now, we've showed pictures and emails and proved that to be a complete lie. Now he's saying he didn't benefit directly from Hunter's shady business dealings. Well, according to his son's correspondence, he benefited greatly by the Biden family influence peddling. That's why the two things, and I'm being very transparent with the American people and the media on this, the two things that we're looking for in the House Oversight Investigation of Biden family influence peddling are the bank violations and the bank records. Now, remember, the bank violations, those suspicious activity reports, they were available to congressional committees prior to Joe Biden becoming president. One of the first things Joe Biden did in the dark of night was he changed the rules to where Congress couldn't have access to those suspicious activity reports. We didn't know why then. We know now, because his family had 150 of them. Then the second thing are the bank records, because we know specifically what to look for that Hunter Biden was paying for his father. Now, you say, well, the bank records shouldn't be made available to the House Oversight Committee. Remember, the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee sued and won to get the president, President Trump's, tax returns and bank records. So this is something the Democrats have set a precedence for. I never did criticize them for suing to get the president's financial record, President Trump's financial records, because I knew that someday, you know, there would be an opportunity to get another president's bank records if that president was considered to be shady. And that's what we have now with Biden. We have the opportunity to look for specific information. This isn't a fishing expedition, as some in the media would suggest. We know exactly what to look for, and now Catherine Herridge and CBS knows exactly what we're looking for.
I've got 30 seconds here. Kevin McCarthy said there was nothing that Biden has done that he's seen that is impeachable. Has McCarthy seen the evidence that you guys have, or do you think he's going to change his tune there?
No, he hasn't seen evidence. You know, this is one thing I appreciate Leader McCarthy's letting us and letting me as chairman have the leeway to conduct our own investigation. Now, you know, one thing that is going to be proven without a shadow of a doubt is that Joe Biden was lied significantly about his involvement with the shady business dealings. Now, whether it was illegal or not, you know, we'll let the people in with the Judiciary Committee and the conference as a whole decide on that.
Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Got a break for the top of the hour news. Appreciate the great work, and I know we'll be talking quite a bit down the road. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it, folks. Exclusive right here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Stick around. Hour two coming up next.
National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. Join the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam for a wreath from Maine with a single red bow. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to learn how to support a local participating program or sponsor a veteran's wreath. wreathsacrossamerica.org.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh yeah.
All right. Hello, all of you beautiful conservative people out there. Todd Stearns here with you today. Wow, do we have a lot going on. And may I just say that whoever brought the Ghirardelli dark chocolate peppermint bark to the broadcast center today, God bless you. God bless you. That's all I can say. Actually, I think I may have brought it, but God bless me, because that is some mighty delicious stuff. That's what's fueling this hour of the program, along with my delicious cup of community coffee. It's a little chilly here in the Mid-South today. Folks, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Want to bring you up to speed on a story we've been following, a very bizarre story right outside of Boston, where a driver plowed his SUV, or we don't know if it's a male or female, but a driver plowed the SUV into an Apple store. We understand one person reportedly has been killed, many other people injured. The impact was so severe that the car actually hit the back wall of the store, went all the way through the store. Eyewitnesses say it sounded like a bomb going off. And a number of people telling the local news agencies that car driving at about 50 to 60 miles an hour at that outdoor mall near Boston. So we have information up on our website, ToddStearns.com. And I encourage you to go check that out. And our team also updating that story throughout the day. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Good to have with us from the 8th Congressional District of Arizona, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. Congresswoman, first of all, welcome back to the show and congratulations on your big victory.
Thank you very much, Todd.
I want to start, before we get to what's happening with the president and the border, there is a raging controversy going on right now in Arizona, and especially in Maricopa County. What can you tell us about these significant issues that may have impacted the elections there?
Well, we're still counting the votes. I know the Arizona Attorney General, which currently is a Republican, has written a letter to the Maricopa County supervisors who are in charge of the elections, asking for specific questions on what went wrong. As you know, about 27% of the polling places on Election Day reported problems with the ballots being read. Now, people were instructed on that day to put the ballots, if they weren't being read, into a drop box called box number 3. But a lot of people were very nervous about doing that because they knew then it would be counted at a central location. So we have to get to a point where people are, you know, have faith that the elections are done correctly. So right now, a lot of people don't have faith, and that's really sad.
It is sad, and it's incredibly distressing knowing that there were some issues back in 2020, and those issues were not dealt with. I guess my question now is, if the vote is not certified, I mean, this just throws everything up into the air.
Well, I don't know if the vote, you know, right now, I think the votes will be certified, although I don't know the latest on what's going on and what the different campaigns are planning to do, if they're planning to sue or not. Obviously, it takes a long time to count ballots here in Arizona. I've talked to a state senator who likes my idea of instead, let me back up. What happens now is about 290,000 people in this last election requested a mail-in ballot but did not mail it back in. Instead, they dropped it off in a bucket on election day at the polling place. And that causes the a lengthy time to count votes because they can't start counting those ballots till the day after election. And it takes a long time to, you know, certify the signatures and that type of thing. And so I said, why don't we go to the polling place? And if all of those 290,000 people would just take their ballots out of their envelope, show their ID, and then just put it right through the machine that day, that it would make the counting a lot faster. We'd get the results that night. And so hopefully, he said he's going to introduce that legislation. Hopefully it gets passed. We will not be in session here in Arizona in the state legislature till January. And if all goes as is indicated right now, we will have a Democrat governor, which will cause major problems for election reform.
My goodness. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, thank you very much for the update on that. I want to talk about this letter that you signed along with a number of other lawmakers. Very concerning information about the Justice Department threatening especially moms and dads and others who question sex changes for minors. It's hard to believe this is actually a possibility.
Yeah, the Biden administration's Department of Justice and FBI is very troubling, very troubling, very liberal. On October 3rd, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, and Children's Hospital Association sent a letter urging the Department of Justice to take swift action to investigate and prosecute all organizations, individuals, and entities responsible for attacks rooted in an intentional campaign of disinformation, is what they said. You know, I'm getting very nervous, very scared, quite frankly, of the power of the Department of Justice and the FBI against everyday citizens. Republicans, conservatives like myself, have dealt with what I would say is totally misinformation for years from the media, from social media. We've had attacks upon us multiple times, threats. And now you're saying that this group is encouraging the Department of Justice and FBI to go after people that simply question having sex change operations in these hospitals. I think it's terrible. I just don't know what is happening to our country. It really baffles me how voters can vote in these liberal people that are encouraging sex change operations of children. For goodness sakes, when my kids went to school, we couldn't even give them Tylenol. Tylenol. It had to go to the nurse's office. And yet now we're encouraging sex change operations for children and teenagers. And now we're sicking the Department of Justice and FBI on any organization or people that question it. This is wrong. This is a scary avenue in what our country is going into. And I'm fighting back, and that's why I signed on to the letter.
And what's even more despicable, Congresswoman, you've got a lot of activists and a lot of Democrats, including some colleagues of yours up on Capitol Hill, and they're using this horrible shooting in Colorado Springs to try and silence anybody who opposes these transgender surgeries for kids. What was it Rahm Emanuel said? Never let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah, you know, what happened, the shooting, any shooting, is terrible. And what you just talked about, a car running into an Apple store, we'll have to find out what exactly that was about. But obviously, it seems like there's more and more shootings, killings going on. I watch the local TV in Phoenix, and geez, we have almost the entire news is about killings in Phoenix. This never used to happen. We used to never have all this crime. And I think it's a combination of bad policies. When you go around saying you want to defund the police, you have, and you want people out on bail, you know, cashless bail, crime is just going up. When you have an open border where you have who knows who, they don't even know who's coming across their border. Oh, we do know we've caught, what, 90-some people on the terrorist watch list now. I mean, our country is really going down the tubes, and it just mystifies me while people continue to vote for these liberal people. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
All right, Congresswoman, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate your great insight. And again, congratulations on reelection. And I know we'll be chatting down the road.
Thank you so much. You have a happy Thanksgiving, too.
All right, you too. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko from Arizona. And she's one of the fighters, and we're going to need all the fighters we can get in the coming days. All right, folks, we got to take a break here. Just to give you an update now, they are confirming one person killed in this Apple store that was targeted apparently by a motorist who slammed their vehicle into the store going 50 to 60 miles an hour. This happening right outside of Boston. The question for you, ladies and gentlemen, do you want the Republicans to investigate Joe Biden? Do you want them to investigate Hunter Biden? Or would you rather them focus on other issues? 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. Join the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam for a wreath from Maine with a single red bow. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to learn how to support a local participating program or sponsor a veteran's wreath. wreathsacrossamerica.org.
All right. Hello, people. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So they just had a press conference up there in Hingham, Massachusetts, outside that Apple store. They now are saying one person was killed, 16 others were injured, and apparently the injuries are pretty significant. Not looking good. The driver has been taken into custody, has not been charged just yet, and they aren't saying what the motive might have been for this attack, whether or not this might have been a case of of terrorism, we just don't know. But we'll keep you updated. Story up on ToddStearns.com. You can check it out there. Well, folks, now more than ever, it is so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. And that's why we are big supporters of Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they're doing something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes we care about. And I want to encourage you to consider making the switch. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is the website. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. They've got great deals and discounts for our listeners. Got to use my promo code Todd, and you're going to get free activation and a free gift. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT or PatriotMobile.com/Todd. All right, John Mellencamp. He's still a thing, apparently. He's 71 years old. And Mellencamp's music has been used by a lot of politicians over the years. He's one of these, he's from Indiana, one of the Heartland guys, sings about, you know, blue-collar workers. But the guy's a raging leftist. As a matter of fact, he once said that the problem with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton is they were not liberal enough. So anyway, Mellencamp portrays himself as like, you know, I'm down with the people kind of a guy. Well, over the weekend, he was at the Indianapolis game. Was it Indianapolis and Philadelphia? Big football game. And he was spotted inside a luxury suite because we all know that regular Joes just hang out in the luxury suites. And he was stuffing his face with popcorn. And his butt was in the seat during the Star Spangled Banner. So we got a picture of it up on the website. Someone snapped a photo. Outkick Sports says Mellencamp is one of America's greatest frauds. And the reality is this guy is a radical, radical leftist. But really, I mean, this guy can't muster the courage to stand up for 90 seconds. And show a little bit of respect to the men and women who fight for our freedom. He can't do that? I mean, come on. No, I don't know. I don't know if it was Orville Redenbacher. I don't know what kind of popcorn it was, Kyle. I'm sorry. But probably some of that, I don't know, organic unsalted popcorn. The stuff without the butter. I'm just telling you. I know how these people operate. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, I've got to tell you, this is a great story about an arsonist in Florida, Polk County, Florida. This is beautiful. So there's a bad guy. He's throwing Molotov cocktails at the girlfriend's house or the ex-girlfriend's house, sets the house on fire. And so the police come, there's a chase, the guy escapes, he's on the interstate, and finally they're able to capture the guy right outside of Dinosaur World. And the guy had a gun, he had an AR-15, and then he had a loaded handgun. And the guy tries to shoot the police. That's never a good idea. So anyway, according to Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, who is just a great American patriot, and he's been on this program a time or two, the officers had no choice but to return fire. And all of this is happening right out in front of Dinosaur World, in front of the T-Rex exhibit. So anyway, according to the sheriff, they shot him several times, including in his manhood. And according to the sheriff, the manhood took a direct shot from the gun. Quote, "We've changed the looks of his groin forever, if you know what I mean." That's no, we get it. We get it, Sheriff. Thank you for that. Anyway, The suspect is, his name is Luke Neely, and he's going to survive. He's facing all these counts. I mean, 3 counts of attempted murder, 7 counts of firebombing. This is a bad dude here. And what kind of a moron actually tries to shoot deputy sheriffs in the state of Florida. I mean, that's a bad thing right there. The good news is he is expected to survive his injuries. Bad news, probably not going to be able to procreate. So there you go. I love these kinds of stories from Florida, and especially if it's Polk County. This is the same sheriff who told hurricane survivors that they had an obligation to shoot looters. You see, we need more of this. More of this kind of approach in law enforcement in America. And if we did, we would not have situations like we had yesterday in Memphis, Tennessee, where 22 or 23 armed gunmen storm the Walmart and walk out with every flat screen TV they could carry. That would not be a problem. But, you know, it's different in the free state of Florida. What can I tell you? All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Just a reminder, Christmas right around the corner, and you can already order some great presents at toddstearns.com. I'm happy to sign a copy of my latest book for you, our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. You got to read it. It's a lot of fun. We'll be right back.
National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. Join the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to learn how to support a local participating program or sponsor a veteran's wreath. wreathsacrossamerica.org.
All right, people, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. New numbers coming out from Border Patrol. Now, I want to go back to the year of our Lord, 2019. 60,000 people, almost 61,000 people, crossed the border illegally. The next year, this is Donald John Trump's administration, 45,139 people crossed the border illegally. As of fiscal year 2023, these are the projections and the numbers. 230,678. This is what we're dealing with, folks. It's a full-scale invasion of the country. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Honored to have with us a great friend of this program, our good buddy, Congressman Jim Banks. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Good to be with you.
These numbers here, Congressman, I mean, these are jaw-dropping.
There's no other way to look at it. A true full-on invasion of our country and a president and an administration that are hell-bent on doing nothing about it. It's their policies that are the reason that we've seen over 5 million illegals since Biden took office, at least, that we can estimate, who have crossed the border. By the way, 98 suspected terrorists have been caught at the border. Tells us there are a lot more who haven't been caught, who have come across the border. So this is a national security issue. This is an issue of the utmost importance to America and our American way of life, with this many illegals being allowed to come across the border. And we still have 2 more years left of this president and his policies if we sit back and don't do anything about it.
It's shocking to think that we could be talking about 10 million illegals by the time the Biden presidency wraps up.
Yeah, we have just a little over 6 million Hoosiers who live in my state in Indiana, and at least, you know, probably the equivalent of that, estimates of more than that, who have come into our country illegally. So it's baffling to think about the number that of illegals who have come and the repercussions of it.
There are going to be a lot of expectations on the House of Representatives, a lot of conservatives expecting a lot of work to get done. The reality is you guys don't control the Senate. You don't control the White House. So what is it that the House will be able to do, or is there anything you guys can do to address the border crisis?
Well, with a 2 or 3 seat Republican majority in the House, we still have the majority. So we have the gavels of the committees. So the Homeland Security Committee, the Judiciary Committee, the Oversight Committees, all of those committees have oversight and investigative authorities. And this will be a true test, Todd, of whether or not Republicans do what we said we were going to do on the campaign trail and actually use those gavels and that oversight authority. I believe that the first place to start is impeaching Secretary Mayorkas. I mean, I'm fully on board with it, but there will be a process to get there. So will the committee chairman begin that process, begin the oversight and investigations that need to happen before that takes place? I hope they will, and I believe we have the right people in those chairmanships who are on board with that. But then on top of that, when it comes to legislating, again, with a narrow 2 or 3 seat majority, there is more consensus in the Republican House conference than there was when I first got there back and elected in 2016 to go after some of the policies that are causing this to happen, from building the wall to reinstating the effective Trump policies, the Remain in Mexico policy. I mean, that's a place to start. And if Republicans are bold, and again, if we do what we committed to, the commitment to America and on the campaign trail, the campaign promises that we made, then we should immediately use our leverage whenever there's a spending bill, the debt limit issue, use the leverage that we'll have in those moments to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy and to demand that the administration builds the wall. I mean, those are things that we must do.
Congressman Jim Banks on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, representing the 3rd Congressional District in Indiana. Congressman, there is a very disturbing report out. This is the headline from Fox News. Pentagon promotes critical race theory, gender identity, and sanity. This is according to a GOP report that was obtained exclusively by Fox News. What's in this report? What can you tell us, Congressman?
Oh, but the Pentagon told us, Todd, that they weren't pushing critical race theory, right? The last couple of years, they've been telling us that's not happening. It's not going on. It's completely provable, and the report proves it, that they've been advancing anti-Americanism through pushing CRT, other ideologies on our own troops. I've battled back and forth in the Armed Services Committee hearing room with the top admiral in the United States Navy, with Secretary Milley or General Milley and Secretary Austin, the top leadership of the Pentagon on these issues. It's unsustainable for a country to ask the next generation of young men and women to raise their right hand, take the oath of office that I did, to serve, protect, and sometimes, in some cases, even ultimately, the risk of paying the ultimate sacrifice for our country, when we, at the same time, teach our kids and tell our troops that America is inherently evil and racist and not worth dying for. That's unsustainable as a country. And that's why it's so dangerous that they would allow this ideology to creep into our institutions of the military, and out among some of our troops who are younger, who are enlisted, and you're teaching them this garbage. So it's dangerous. We have to do something about it. Now that we have, again, now we have we will have the majority. It might be a narrow majority, but Mike Rogers from Alabama will be the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee with the gavel. We have to use that authority to force the Pentagon to stop spilling this garbage, teaching this garbage, pushing this garbage out on our men and women in uniform.
This is just stunning. One of the examples of woke defense policies, I'm reading from the Fox News piece, some of the examples that have spilled out into the press, Kalisha Wing, the chief diversity, equity, and inclusivity officer at the DOD, tweeted she is exhausted with these, quote, white folks, and suggested black people are incapable of racism. That already sparked one investigation. Another has been promoting elements of critical race theory through his praise of the 1619 Project. It's, you know, what happened to teaching these young men, these young women, how to protect the homeland and how to, you know, what's the phrase? How to blow things up. I mean, that's the whole point.
Yeah, when the focus started out, When Joe Biden became the commander in chief and Secretary, then General Austin became Secretary Austin. By the way, I opposed the waiver that allowed him to become the secretary because I knew he would be a dangerous figure in charge of our military. General Milley, who's the most political general that we've had maybe ever, who's politicized the military in a way, in a very dangerous way. When these guys took over, they immediately incorporated something called a stand down, where they were focused on ridding extremism from their ranks, and that was their focus. Their focus wasn't on teaching our men and women, our brave men and women who wear the uniform to go out and fight and win wars. It was on this political garbage, the ideological mission of these military leaders. So that's what's so stunning about all of this. We face the greatest threat that America faces today is the Chinese Communist Party and a rising China who wants to dominate the United States of America. And yet these military leaders are focused on politics and their own version of politics. So that's what we got to do something about. We're going to be in the majority. I'm going to be on the front lines of this fight, just like I have been, but from a better vantage point, being a senior leader in the majority on the Armed Services Committee to do something about it.
A great leader at that. And Congressman, we look forward to having you back on as we continue to expose and shine light on all of this nonsense. Congressman, congratulations on reelection, and we look forward to some great things happening in the House.
You got it. Good to be with you. Look forward to coming back.
All right, Congressman Jim Banks, everybody, from Indiana's 3rd Congressional District. And I've heard so many reports from moms and dads and from fighting men and women who are fighting in the military. They can't go public, but they say, Todd, here's what they're doing to us. Here's what we're being forced to go through in the military, and this is not what we signed up for. And I know we have a lot of members of the military that listen to this program. And you heard it there. The Pentagon says they do not promote critical race theory. They do not promote gender identity. A GOP report says otherwise. And I'm curious to know, boots on the ground, what say you, members of the military? Is the Pentagon promoting critical race theory? Are they promoting gender identity? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. Join the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to learn how to support a local participating program or sponsor a veteran's wreath. wreathsacrossamerica.org.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. I still can't get over that Grady Judd story. Kyle, did I send you guys audio over there? Do we have that? All right. We'll hang tight here, and we'll try to get that for you in the next hour of the program. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and one of the interesting things I've discovered about Thanksgiving is that people really do have these traditions. You know, growing up in the South, it's, you know, I had never been exposed to things like stuffing or, you know, the chestnut dressing or whatever that kind of stuff is, or even pumpkin pie. We were always a sweet potato pie family. But apparently people really get they get competitive about what's better, the dressing or the stuffing. And, of course, we are a cornbread dressing family. That's all. We do not do the stuffing. It's a cornbread dressing. And the turkey, though, and the protein, that's where it gets a little funny because I'm not a big turkey guy. I like it, but, you know, I would prefer to. So we do ham and turkey, but this year, apparently, we're smoking a pork butt. So, yeah, I guess it's a new tradition. I don't know. But anyway, I'm curious, do you folks out there have a tradition, something that you do every single Thanksgiving something that, I don't know whether it's a favorite dish you have to have, or you just do something that you normally will not do any other time of the year, but you do it around Thanksgiving and Turkey Day. Someone sent me an email a couple of years ago. They had started a new tradition. This was back when the deep frying of the turkeys was like a big thing, and people were really that was like all the rage. You would put the turkey into a big deep fryer. And what my cousin was a firefighter at the time. Now he's a fire marshal. But at the time, he was a firefighter. And they were just getting just deluged with calls that people's houses were on fire because they were like trying to cook the turkey or deep fry the turkey inside the house. And that became a big tradition for a lot of people until they, you know, burned down the houses. And then it wasn't so traditional. But again, it's Thanksgiving's just one of these weird things. One of the things we did introduce a new tradition a couple of years back. There's a great candy shop in the Memphis area. They've been around for like 100 years, called Dinstol's Candies. And they make a full-sized chocolate turkey. And so we always get one of those. It's a pretty good turkey, actually. No, just dark meat because it's, you know, milk chocolate. That's, yeah. Oh, we've got the Grady Judd audio. Oh, we got to play this for you. This is Sheriff Grady Judd talking about blowing the man parts off this dude. Let's take a listen.
As Deputy Hirth arrived, he actually saw our suspect throw one of 7 Molotov cocktails that were thrown. 2 of them exploded on the house. The others apparently rolled down and were ignited in the yard. Deputy Hirth hollered at Luke, our suspect, told him to stop. He jumped in the vehicle and began to flee. Deputy Hirth began to chase this vehicle south on Highway 98, and he attempted 2 pit maneuvers in order to stop this fleeing arson suspect. He was able to drive out of the pit maneuver, but during the second pit maneuver, Deputy Hirth actually broke his hand on the steering wheel. He was driving the pit maneuver, jerked the wheel, and snapped his wrist. Other deputies were there, so he allowed them to take lead on the pursuit. Immediately, our suspect hit Interstate 4 or State Road 400 and went westbound with deputies once again in pursuit. When we got west of the county line, ultimately we were able to pit him again and cause a vehicle crash. It's interesting to know when we cause the vehicle crash that he got out and started to run, as it would be, toward T-Rex. There may be some photographs by the media. Look what he had in his hand, an AR-15. With 57 rounds of ammunition and fully loaded. In addition to that, he had a handgun, a .380, on his hip that was fully loaded. So as soon as the pit maneuver occurred, 3 of our deputies began to shoot at Luke Neely. Lieutenant Rylott shot 1 time, Deputy Tillery shot 4 times, Deputy Barnum shot 5 times. We hit Luke 3 times, twice in the right leg, once in the left leg, and once in the groin. And we've changed the looks of his groin forever, if you know what I mean.
We know what you mean. Great balls of fire, Sheriff. We know what you mean. You got to watch the video. The look on the sheriff's face when he said that is priceless. I love that. This is a man who enjoys his job. He enjoys getting the bad guys off the streets. And he especially enjoys a great story about the getting the bad guys off the street, especially when it involves something like, you know, shooting a suspect's man parts off. Because you know he's going to be singing soprano in the prison choir when it's all said and done. I mean, he's facing a lot of charges. All right, well, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to our good buddy Art Alley from the Timothy Plan. He's got some great thoughts on Disney dumping their CEO. Look, here's the lesson about Disney. Their stock is plummeting. They're having to lay off workers. It is a bad situation. They're having to shut down rides. Once you go woke, you go broke. It's a very simple thing that woke Disney has learned. Art's going to be here to talk about Timothy Plan as well as how to make it out of Thanksgiving with a few dollars in your wallet. Also, Congressman Ralph Norman is going to drop by talking about his work on the House Oversight Committee. And again, President Trump's big announcement last week that he's going to be running for office. We're going to be taking your calls as well. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. Join the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam for a wreath from Maine with a single red bow. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to learn how to support a local participating program or sponsor a veteran's wreath. wreathsacrossamerica.org.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American
And hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us on this Monday. A lot of folks getting ready to travel, heading home for Thanksgiving. It's nice to be in Memphis. I don't have too far to go for Turkey Day. Hey, go ahead and write down our telephone number. You're going to need this. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us our good friend Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina's 5th Congressional District. Congressman, I really was hesitant about having you on after the thumping South Carolina gave my Tennessee Volunteers over the weekend.
Well, Todd, one, great to be with you. And, yes, the Gamecocks had to do it. I don't think they felt bad about it, and I think they're still celebrating, as I've got plenty of Gamecock and Clemson supporters in my office.
Oh, you see, I understand. It's, you know, we have that in our family. You know, we have a, you know, it's University of Memphis, and then I'm the lone Tennessee Volunteer. So it's a home divided.
Well, it's as always next year.
That is true. That is true. So anyway, well, we're excited to have you here nevertheless. Congressman, a lot of work, I know, ahead. We just had Congressman Jim Banks and James Comer on, and looking towards the Biden family. How big of a deal is that for you, Congressman, to get to the bottom of their scandals?
Well, first of all, Todd, we haven't had a meaningful oversight committee hearing since Nancy Pelosi took over. They have stonewalled every substantive hearing that would shed light on what could be the biggest corruption scandal of the century. And all we've met with, if it wasn't with diversity and equity and cheerleaders who have been sexually harassed by NFL owners and things like that, we need to have these hearings. And it's not a political hearing. This is, you know, the reason they have laws on the books that don't allow politicians to do certain things with, you know, contributions or whatnot, or sleep with lobbyists, as Swalwell has done, and other things, is to prevent corruption and is prevent, you know, people who make the laws being compromised. So it couldn't come quick enough. We've got other challenges as well. But as I talked to Jamie Comer before I left for the holidays, I said, you know, not only do we need to had the hearings. We got to have consequences if they're found out to be guilty.
Some of the good news coming out, McCarthy says if he is elected Speaker of the House, that he will remove Ilhan Omar from her committee along with Eric Swalwell. How do you feel about that?
First of all, the Intelligence Committee is select hearing is select information that even other congressmen don't get. So it's a very sensitive committee, and our national security is at stake, Todd. This isn't some small committee that just goes willy-nilly on information that it gives out. This is highly sensitive information that Eric Swalwell, which he's never denied, sleeping with a communist China infiltrator. Omar, you know, some of the things she said and have done, they don't need to be on there. And other committees they can be on, but this is a given. And I'm glad to see him doing that. But it's not unexpected. Whoever is Speaker will do the same thing.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. And, you know, that leads me to my next question. Who do you think the next Speaker of the House is going to be? Is McCarthy going to be able to get the votes he needs?
He does not have the 218. I will not be voting for him for this reason. One, this country has got a cancer, and aspirin are not going to cure it. We're in a financial, let's just call it financial crisis that is unsustainable. And he just hasn't been willing to address that. I mean, I like Kevin. He's an affable person, but we need a Ron DeSantis type speaker, pure and simple. And I made the seconding speech for Andy Biggs. Andy would do a great job. And there are many others, Todd, that you will see step up. And we cannot, it's not business as usual in Washington, D.C. One of the moments that really turned it for me was when I asked Kevin point blank in front of the caucus, would you agree to the RSC budget, Republican Study Committee of 7 years? They balanced the budget in 7 years, which took, it's going to take a lot of cuts, which we got to have. And he just said no. He's back on a 20-year budget. I'm not accepting that. This country is at the end of the runway with spending, and I'm just not going along with it. And there is a growing number of us that you will hear before December 3rd, which is the date that we publicly announce who we're supporting for Speaker. But so I will not be supporting him, and there'll be others that you will hear of. Some you will not hear of until December 3rd. But
now, Congressman, how does that work? So let's say you get to that point. He doesn't have the votes in December. What happens at that point? Does he immediately just bow out, or is there another candidate that comes forward? How does that work?
Well, in 1921 or maybe in 24, they went through 9 different renditions. Now, what happens on that on the floor is they go by the alphabetical order of your name. And you announce who you're voting for Speaker publicly. You stand up and or yell it out that who you're voting for. In the 1920s, it went through 9 different renditions until they came up with a candidate that, one, agreed to be Speaker, and then, two, accepted it and had the 218 votes. We've got a slim majority, as you know. It may end up 221 or 222, but it's a slim majority. But there are a lot of us who feel strong enough that it's not business as usual, and we're going to fix this country, or at least go out trying to fix it from a financial standpoint and a lot of other things.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to be all ears moving forward, and I know we're going to get you back on as this process plays itself out. It's going to be fascinating, and especially if you love politics and you love the intrigue, there's going to be a lot of intrigue in the coming days. And we do appreciate your steadfastness for the conservative movement.
Well, my honor, and I hope best wishes for a great Thanksgiving.
Well, you too, Congressman. Ralph Norman, ladies and gentlemen, from the great state of South Carolina. And, yeah, they did have a big win over my Volunteers over the weekend. All right. I want to talk to all of you white young people that are listening to this radio program right now. And I want you to listen very carefully to what I have to say. We have on this program been very clear that there is a target on your back. And many of you have no idea that target was there. I've told you from day one, do not listen to any music, do not watch any movies that have the N-word associated with it. So if there is a movie and you've got actors that are using the N-word and you are a white person, do not go see that movie. If you are a white person and you have a favorite musical artist and that artist uses the N-word, do not go to their concerts. Do not sing along with their music. Do not buy their music. And I don't know how many times I have shared this on this radio program, and every time I do, I catch holy you-know-what. Well, there you go again. You're just so full of hyperbole, Todd Starnes. There's nothing wrong with white young people listening to such good, wholesome rap artists like Fitty or P. Diddy or whoever. Shame on you, Todd Starnes. And they think I'm just out of my mind. But the reality is, I am not. And ladies and gentlemen, it is very rare that I am incorrect in sharing information with you on this radio program. I've covered the culture for years, decades, and I see what's happening out there. And I'm just trying to help keep your kids from watching their lives be destroyed. And I bring you to this story, and this is bizarre. But this just goes to show you what we're dealing with. There's a young man by the name of Marcus Stokes, and he is a quarterback. He is not just any quarterback. He is a four-star recruit and among the top 50 players in the state of Florida. He was offered a scholarship to play football at the University of Florida for the Florida Gators. This young man, from all indications, is a good and decent kid. But the other day, he filmed himself on video singing along with a song. In that song, it was a rap song, and he was rapping along to the words, and he posted a video of himself rapping along on social media. And now this young man's football career is in ruins. He has been booted from the University of Florida. They are pulling the scholarship because of the video. Now, Marcus wrote a statement on social media. He says, I was in my car listening to rap music, rapping along to the words, posted a video. I deeply apologize for the words in the song that I chose to say. It was hurtful and offensive to many people, and I regret that. I fully accept the consequences for my actions, and I respect the University of Florida's decision to withdraw my scholarship offer to play football. My intention was never to hurt anybody, and I recognize that even when going along with the song, my words still carry a lot of weight. I will strive to be better, to become the best version of myself, both on and off the... For God's sake. Marcus, they don't want your apologies, young man. They want your head on a platter. And the University of Florida was more than happy to give the mob your head on a platter, sir. So there you have it. They withdrew his scholarship offer to play football. And now the poor kid's career is over. Stokes had flipped his commitment from Penn State to Florida in July. He had 14 touchdowns, 1,867 passing yards in his senior season. Again, folks, listen up. It's a trap. I mean, it really is a trap. That's what this is. So when you, as a white person, you spend your money, and that's where it's going, by the way. Right now, it's singing along, and it would be something as innocuous as singing along. But soon it's going to be, oh, wow, that person actually paid money to buy a song that included the N-word. That person has to be destroyed. I feel horrible for this kid, but honest to goodness, if the parents had just listened to me, their son would still be on a full ride football scholarship to the University of Florida. So there you have it, folks. It's a terrible thing that happened to this young man. Do you think University of Florida did the right thing? Were they right to revoke this young man's scholarship because he sang along to music that included the N-word? 844-747-8868. Does that make the kid a raging racist? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. Join the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam for a wreath from Maine with a single red bow. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to learn how to support a local participating program or sponsor a veteran's wreath. wreathsacrossamerica.org.
I'm just telling you, folks, it's not racist. It's just, listen up. You can't let your kids buy any of this music or go see any movies that include the N-word, because they will destroy your child's life. And you've got a responsibility, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, to make sure that doesn't happen. I mean, it's racist anyway, right? I mean, I don't care. No, yes, I know. I know that most rap artists are African-American, but that doesn't matter. It's still racist to use that kind of language. Let's go to the phones here. Alan in the great state of Maine, WLOB, what say you?
I say we need to look at the other side of the coin. You know, all this whitey's racist. What about us honkies that aren't racist?
Well, it's a fair
remember
point.
Back in the 70s, the Black Power?
Well,
I'm showing my age a little, but that's what I'm thinking about.
It's a double standard, isn't it, Alan?
Most definitely. And that's what the politicians in D.C. are about today, it seems like. I can, you can't. You know, like the MLB.
I would be willing to say that a lot of these artists would not be successful if white people stopped purchasing their music, which is what has to happen, because they're putting a great big target on their backs. It's concerning.
It's kind of like back in the 70s when the CIA was trying to get the Nicaraguan war going, and Congress said no, so they funded drugs out of Colombia to get L.A. hooked on drugs so they could fund their war. Same principle, only now they're using all this racism and political stuff.
Oh, it's ugly. And I know people, they laugh at me, but I'm telling you, Marcus Stokes is not laughing right now. That kid just lost, he just lost his football career. Alan?
I'll give you another example. I called Ragu, and the woman laughed at me because I asked, it used to be Italian, now it's made in Japan, I guess.
Well, if you're Italian, you shouldn't be eating ragu anyway. It's all right, Alan, appreciate the call. Let's go to Brian in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM, our flagship station. Hi, Brian, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. This is an interesting issue going on, and you mentioned one of the two aspects that I brought up, but the other one is the station playing that music, or whatever you call that noise. They are, by inference, endorsing the music by playing it instead of banning it from their playlist. And so I'd think about, if I were his parents, to sue the station because they're putting that out over the public airways. And it just happened to be an accident that my son heard it, but it shouldn't have been in the first place. Why aren't they protecting all races by not playing anything with the N-word in it?
Now, and just think about this, Brian. First of all, I don't believe anybody ought to be saying that word, white or black. But the reality is, Brian, you've got a football team. I guarantee you about 70, 80% of the team, all black. A lot of those guys are singing along to the same songs, same lyrics.
You got it.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, boom, then the white kid gets it.
Right, but was it on a black station, a white station? Why the station gets away with murder?
Racial murder.
Well, it's a fair question you raise.
Yeah, we're right. Why? Where's the responsibility there?
Brian, it's
why
a
not
great
take
question.
Their license away? Okay.
All right.
Great show, buddy. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brian. Appreciate you listening. Folks, we're going to be taking your calls on this. I'm telling you, this is a huge issue. And moms, dads, I guarantee, and I'd love to hear from some young people as well, because I know that you think there's nothing wrong with it until something like this happens. I mean, how many times have we seen all the white kids wanting to be cool, wanting to be hip, and now they can't even get a job down at the Walmart? All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. Join the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam for a wreath from Maine with a single red bow. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to learn how to support a local participating program or sponsor a veteran's wreath. wreathsacrossamerica.org.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Man, I can't wait till Thanksgiving. It's going to be fun. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. A lot of you folks wanting to weigh in on this, this quarterback, Marcus Stokes, lost his scholarship. It was revoked by the University of Florida because he was filmed saying the N-word as he was singing along to a rap song. Let's go to the phones here. Seriously, I mean, there are a lot of people who say this kid got what he deserved. What say you? Let's go to Nathan, Jonesboro, Arkansas. All right, Nathan, what say you, sir?
Okay, I'll just say this, is that I think we created a problem for ourselves, because if you look at the last 25, 30 years, 40 years, there have been entertainers like Eddie Murphy, the Wayans brothers, you know, who have created characters in movies making fun of white people, but somehow we tend to embrace that and think that's, you know, a type of comedy that's funny. And then, you know, then you got guys like Tyler Perry who created, you know, his content where white people are not, you know, seen in a favorable light. They're either, you know, the antagonists of the story, or they're buffoons, or they're incompetent. And I think the problem is that, you know, it's one thing for the other side to get offended when a certain word is said, but we never get offended when we are the ones being joked at or mocked. And I think that's the problem, is that everyone should get treated the same way, be shown the same kind of respect, regardless of who you are and what you look like on the outside.
The problem here, Nathan, is that the left has weaponized language. And they get to determine what is appropriate and what is not appropriate, and it's all based on skin color. So what you're basically doing, and really the hate crime laws set up that same sort of structure, where you have a separate justice system depending on the color of your skin or who you go to bed with. I mean, that's just outrageous. And the problem is, we're not equal under the eyes of the law when you do something like that. I feel bad for this kid, but the reality is we've been warning people for years that that sort of music and that sort of behavior is a trap. And kids just don't understand it. They just don't get it.
Yeah, I can see that. And he shouldn't have been doing that anyway. I don't think anybody should be listening to that kind of music, to be honest, because it's always negative. There's never a positive light to it.
I'm with you on that.
And
yeah,
that type of music, you know, it just shows that, you know, we're not all equal, you know, and in the eyes of society. But, I mean, really, I mean, all of us are equal in the eyes of the Lord.
Nathan, so. I was years ago, I watched a movie. It was called White Chicks, and it basically you had these black guys and they were dressing in white face. So they were disguised as white blonde women and they were a couple of black dudes. And I just thought it was a pretty funny movie. But the reality is, had that been a movie in blackface, that movie would have never been made.
And that's what I was talking about, Todd, is that Eddie Murphy, even years ago, had a character on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's right.
You know, about what his life is, you know, life as a white man. And the thing is that we've let this thing go on for so long, and white people never got offended about those things, never got offended about white chicks. And I was 20, 21 when White Chicks came out, and I thought it was funny. 25 years later, I don't think that movie is funny anymore. I think it's insulting. And I think that we've created a problem because you don't know how many people I've talked to, especially over the last year, when I ask them, hey, what's your favorite movie? And they say White Chicks.
Really?
I really have to start asking, why is your favorite movie White Chicks? Because it makes fun of white people, but it's not okay for, you know, for a white person to. And I'm not a racist. I just think that the same standards should be shown to everybody. And we created a problem for ourselves because white people never got offended about those things, and we should have. I mean, if black people can get offended about, you know, making fun of skin color, white people can too, because guess what? We can't change who we are either. We are who God created us to be, how we entered into this world. We can't control that. What we can control is how we treat each other.
Nathan,
we should show each other the same respect that we expect others to show us in return.
And Nathan, I will say this. We are heading to a very dangerous point in this country, and this is what critical race theory has done to our nation over the past 20 years now. This kind of garbage has been spewed in our public schools, and it's setting up a race war down the road if we're not careful, and we just can't let that happen. Nathan, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening to us. Let's go to Cindy in Georgia. All right, Cindy, do you think this football player got a raw deal, or was the university right to revoke the scholarship?
I think he has gotten a raw deal. Can you hear me, Todd? I'm driving.
I can hear you, Cindy. Thank you.
Well, my thoughts are if we can, or if a child can choose their gender identification, which is along the lines of how he is born, same as the young man before was saying regarding his race or skin color, I feel that way about this young man. Why not identify as a young black man?
Oh, so, wow. Well, Cindy, this is a brilliant thing you're coming. You see, Cindy, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, I have said over and over and over again how brilliant our audience is. And Cindy is an example of that. So, Cindy,
oh, wow.
You're saying that this young man should pull a Rachel Dolezal and identify as a minority.
I would think that, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. I would think that would be something that would be the common thought. And I haven't really heard too much about that being done. Why not?
I like this idea. And I think it might hold up in court because now you can really identify as whatever you want to identify as. So who are we to argue?
I agree.
Brilliant.
Oh, man. Boy, what a mess. What a mess.
Cindy, what a mess indeed. Of course, we're talking about the Florida Gators, so we shouldn't be that surprised.
Oh, my goodness. Don't tell my son-in-law. He would flip. He is a fan from the word go.
That's just between you and me, Cindy. Just between you and me. All right, yes. Cindy. Appreciate the call. Folks, we've got to take a quick break. We'll go back to the phones. 844-747-8868. Was the University of Florida right to revoke this young man's scholarship? 844-747-8868. You know, you guys have been a part of building MyPillow into an incredible company it is today. And now, just for Christmas, our good friend Mike Lindell wants to give back to my listeners, to you guys. Right now, MyPillow is offering some exclusive offers on all of their products, including the six-piece towel set, the beautiful bed sheets, and, of course, the My Pillows. And they're offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, orders placed now through Christmas Day will have an extended money-back guarantee through March the 1st. And the prices, hands down, you're just not going to be able to beat them. Got to use my promo code. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Or if you want to give them a call, 1-800-839-8506. Got to use my promo code, which is my last name, Starnes. Again, that's 1-800-839-8506 or MyPillow.com/Starnes.
National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. Join the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to learn how to support a local participating program or sponsor a veteran's wreath. wreathsacrossamerica.org.
All right, Howard writing in from the North Georgia mountains. Todd, this is completely unfair, and I will bet another college will pick up if he is good. Well, he is good. I'm not surprised Florida did this. But it's true. They did do it, and shame on Florida. Welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Starnes radio program. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a very good friend of this program. He is the founder of Timothy Plan, none other than the great RV driver extraordinaire, Art Alley, joins us. Art.
Hey, I'm telling you, I've got this love-hate relationship with technology. I am sitting in our RV. I do have my mobile office up and running, and for some reason we just couldn't connect earlier.
Worries about that. I kind of figured you might have been at a Whataburger or something, you know? I mean,
no.
It's the lunch hour. Your roots are down in Florida. A good buddy of mine, Neil Bortz, who was a great talk radio host in the Atlanta area. Neil retired, and he and the wife, they've got an RV and a bus, and they drive all over America. So if you run into Neil Bortz, tell him I said hello.
Hey, I would love to. I was a big fan.
Yeah, good guy.
He told it like it is, sort of like another guy I know on the phone.
Art, we got a lot to talk about. Numbers are coming out for Thanksgiving this year, and I mean, it is really scary the way that inflation has just exploded, and a lot of people are going to be struggling to put a turkey on the table with all the fixings.
Hey, tell me about it. Bonnie just bought ours for the family. But it's not just turkey. It's everything, as you well know. We live in a time where, elections have consequences. And they stole the election in 2020, and that's the politically unpopular thing to say, but it's a fact. And they stole it in a number of cases again in the midterms. And when you get a bunch of socialists trying to run things, it only doesn't work every time. And we're paying the price for that now all across the board. I mean, I'm sitting in this RV and it's a diesel.
Wow.
And, I can't afford to take it out of the driveway very much.
TimothyPlan.com is the website, folks, and I would encourage you to bookmark this website. If you want to learn how to invest your money with integrity, this is the website for you. Art, we were looking, Memphis is a transportation hub, so we see a lot of local headlines about FedEx, which is the world headquarters is here. FedEx announcing they're going to be laying off freight workers, Amazon laying off workers. And what concerns me about that is the layoffs are happening before the big holiday rush. And that leads me to think that we could be in for some pretty difficult economic times coming up. What are you hearing, and what are you hear? What are you saying?
Yeah, pretty much. I think everybody's expecting that, and it's the natural result of the policies that have been going on. Things are getting tough. The one that, you know, you're beating up on Florida. Now, don't be beating up on all of Florida just because some stupid university. You know, we live in the free state of Florida, and thank God. I mean, Ron DeSantis stepped up against the giant Disney and brought them down, man. I mean, they had so many free perks of being located here, and when they started all this nonsense and trying to go against re-educating third graders on sex change operation, all that kind of stuff, Disney is suffering as much as anybody, and they deserve it. In fact, they deserve it to the point where the guy who was promoting all this woke stuff was finally forced to step down. You know, it's the culture we live in right now. And when I look at it, you know, I get a little frustrated like you do, but you got to kind of look in the mirror and say, you know what? What have I done to stand against this? And the one thing we do at Timothy is we stand against it by not owning shares of companies that are trying to destroy us. And we've proven over 28 years, Todd, as you well know, you don't have to own shares of companies that are trying to destroy our entire culture. And there are numerous big corporations out there that are doing just that.
I think
they would just stay in the business they're in, make the products they make, try to get a good return on investment for their shareholders, things would be very well. But no, they're engaging in this culture war, and they're on the wrong side, and it's frustrating. But we won't own them, and people who want to invest shouldn't own them, and they would agree with me, but they don't know how, you know, not to own them. Well, give us a call. We won't own them. We take care of that for you. And it's a simple call, 1-800-TIM-PLAN. A human being answers a phone and will connect you with another human being who will answer any questions you might have. You know, I'm not anti-technology, but, you know, I like the human touch. And if we ever have a matrix answer the phones of Timothy, you'll know that I'm in heaven. Because as long as I'm here, there's going to be human beings answering the phone and taking care of people.
You see, I love this. And, you know, we do that with Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They actually use real human beings right here in the good old U.S. of A. So 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Folks, write that number down and give them a call. Art has a great team, and they've got some great, great resources for you. And this is a process, really kind of a journey, Art, about learning how to invest with purpose, learning how to invest your money with integrity. And not only that, but you're going to get a good return on those investments down the road.
Well, that's right. And people are finally starting to figure out, maybe because we keep hammering at them, you know, pay attention to where that money's invested. You're going to end up, you can't turn a blind eye right now. It's time to step up and be more responsible. And all we do is make it an easy thing for you to do. If you call us, we can even let you know. Tell us where it's invested. We'll tell you how much money you got invested in companies that are involved in abortion, for gosh sakes, or pornography, or promoting the homosexual agenda, promoting it, anti-family entertainment. Why would you want, if you have any values at all, why would you want to own companies that are absolutely promoting that stuff? And the real reality is you don't have to. And we've proven that over, and you don't sacrifice a lot of return. We're very competitive because we've got good money managers. But, you know, it's time we step up. The other side that are trying to destroy America understands how to weaponize money. We have not quite fully gotten there yet, but it's time. It's time for us to stop underwriting their evil inclinations. And that's what we do at Timothy. We just, you know, we will not own companies that are doing that.
Art, we got to leave it there. But again, your record speaks for itself. And ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. You can also go to timothyplan.com. That's the website. And all sorts of great resources for you and your family there. Art, hope you have a great and blessed Thanksgiving, sir.
Same to you, man. God bless. Thank you much.
All right. Good man right there. And the lovely Miss Bonnie riding around the good old US of A in that RV. And what a great life and what a great program, great ministry that they have. And folks, I'm telling you, the best thing about one of the great things about Timothy Plan is you're not going to be losing any money. You're going to be investing with integrity. You're going to be supporting companies, organizations that are fighting for causes we care about, and that's a big deal. All right, folks, tomorrow Congressman Pat Fallon's going to be here. Our good friend Megan Alexander has a great new project. We're going to be talking to her as well. You get out there. Have a great day. Be sure to check out ToddStearns.com for breaking news. Be good, America.
National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. Join the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam for a wreath from Maine with a single red bow. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to learn how to support a local participating program or sponsor a veteran's wreath. Wreathsacrossamerica.org.